We've had products on the market for 50 years, PCBs, asbestos, tobacco, DDT. Early on, people said they were safe. Krimsky, noting his family tries to buy only organic food, said he would feel comfortable with GMO products only if there were independent studies asking the right questions and seeking experiments looking for the most vulnerable cases. Money and politics have prevented such studies from being conducted. In mid-2014, the UK's Daily Mail reported on emails documenting collusion between the GMO industry and the British government. The emails revealed a broad and deliberate strategy designed to thwart European regulations on GMO crops. They asked industry lobbyists for eye-catching themes on GMOs to present to government officials and even spoke of the creation of a blacklist of journalists who wrote stories on potential GMO hazards. Dr. Helen Wallace, director of GeneWatch, an environmental group that obtained the emails through a Freedom of Information request, says the public would be shocked at the level of collaboration between the Pro-GMO Agricultural and Biotechnology Council, ABC, and British ministers that shifted government policy to support GM, despite clear opposition among consumers. The ABC is supported by GMO manufacturers such as Monsanto, Syngenta, and Bayer Crop Science. These documents expose government collusion with the GMO industry to agree on PR messages and blacklist critical journalists, explained Wallace. British journalist Sean Poulter reported that the email exchanges showed that UK Environment Secretary Owen Paterson pushed the EU to allow GMO crops in Britain, even though they were banned elsewhere, while Science Minister David Willetts supported a pro-GM agritech strategy to develop new crops with public money. Such support from two key government figures represents a coup for the GM industry, reported Poulter, who noted the email exchanges often coincided with government announcements giving support for GMOs despite consumer opposition. Despite the industry's efforts to suppress GMO labeling and public awareness, it's clear that most Americans want these products clearly marked. A 2012 Melman Group poll reported 91% of consumers wanted GMO labeling, while a 2008 CBS New York Times poll indicated 53% of respondents said they would not buy food that has been genetically modified. A December 2014 Associated Press GFK poll showed 66% of Americans support GMO labeling, whether or not they consume such products. According to former FDA advisor Marion Nestle, the battle over GMO labeling boils down to one basic fear by GMO companies. They didn't want it labeled because they were terrified that if it were labeled, nobody would buy it, she says.